I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It is Iron Bowl week, folks, and we're going to be here to talk about some of the top storylines that you need to be watching all throughout the week leading up to Saturday's matchup down there in the Plains. So make sure you stay tuned to Tide Talk Live. Welcome in to Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood riding solo today as we take a look at some of the top storylines in the 2023 Iron Bowl. Of course, one of the biggest rivalry matchups in all of college football. Cannot wait to dive into some of these top storylines this week. But before we do that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. We're also free and available on all podcast platforms. So let's just, without any further ado, let's dive into some of these top storylines. You can see them on the screen there. Alabama is actually looking for win number 50 in this series. Right now, they own a 49-37 advantage in the series. There is one tie in the series as well, but Alabama owns that 12 margin victory over Auburn in the series, 49-37, and a win on Saturday would give them number 50 over the Auburn Tigers. Also, not only would it give them win number 50 in the series, but this is a must win for Alabama. If you look at this game, regardless of what's happened throughout the season, regardless of what happens in Atlanta against Georgia in the SEC championship game, if Alabama does not take care of business against Auburn, they can forget their college football playoff hopes. So you have to win against Auburn in this rivalry matchup, a team that you should beat on paper, a team that's struggling right now, which kind of leads us to that next storyline of Auburn coming off that really, really disappointing loss to New Mexico State. New Mexico State, a team, they are a good team, but they're not a Power 5 program, and they just completely dominated Auburn in all aspects of the game, at the line of scrimmage, at the skill position as well, and they just really dominated Auburn down there on the Plains 31-10 this past weekend. So this is an Auburn team who's really coming off maybe their worst performance of the season, if you think about it, losing to a non-Power 5 team at home in the fashion that they lost in, 31-10, where, like I mentioned, New Mexico State just completely dominated the game from start to finish. So I think they outscored Auburn 14-3 in the fourth quarter. So you're looking at a game that was, you know, relatively tight going into the fourth quarter, but New Mexico State just dominated Auburn there in the final 15 minutes and come away with a massive win against the Auburn Tigers, 31-10. And then they come away also with, you know, nearly $2 million worth of money that they received for making the trip to Auburn. So not only is it a must win for Alabama, but it's coming against a team in Auburn that is coming off just a horrendous loss, if we're just speaking truth. So all that is really interesting and a really cool storyline to follow, because it's a must win for Alabama and Auburn is trying to kind of rebound off that tough home loss to New Mexico State. And you look at this game as well from a more, you know, X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's standpoint. This Auburn offense has really just been inept the entire season. Their quarterback play has been bad. Their offensive line play has not been there. Outside of Jarquez Hunter, they don't really have any playmakers on offense. So how does this Alabama defense just come out and play with the right type of energy against this Auburn offense that has struggled all season long? Because, you know, Hugh Freeze is going to come up with some trick plays or some different formations or variations of formations that they have not put on film yet this season, specifically for this game against Nick Saban in Alabama. So this defense is going to have to be ready. I just don't see a scenario where Auburn can consistently make plays offensively, you know, to move the ball up and down the field, you know, 80 yards here, 70 yards here, 50 yards here. They're going to have, you know, some of that Auburn voodoo magic, but also some trick plays to try to create some mismatches against this Alabama defense, who has just really suffocated opponents all season long. And I just don't see a scenario where, like I said, Auburn can consistently move the football against this Alabama defense that is really playing at an elite level. I think you have to like Kevin Steele in Alabama in this particular matchup because of the fact that they have just been so good all season long and played really consistent, you know, especially here in the back half of the season. And speaking of the defense, I think that leads us to our next topic, the health of the team. Look, Deontay Lawson, Jalen Key are out. Ja'Cory Brooks has been out. But you look at Lawson and Key, that's two starters on your defense. Maybe your defensive leader in Lawson, you know, a veteran player in the back end in Jalen Key, a guy who's a senior who transferred over from UAB. So getting those two guys back this week would be critical for Alabama. Even Ja'Cory Brooks is a critical return player for Alabama because he is a really good special teams player. Despite not having a great year offensively at wide receiver, he has been a mainstay on special teams for Alabama. So getting him back will be key as well. But getting Lawson and Jalen Key back this week against Auburn would be huge for Alabama because, like I mentioned, Lawson is a leader on this defense, one of the best linebackers in the country, and Jalen Key is just a veteran player who knows how to play the position, and it's always nice to have more depth there in the back end of your defense. So I think if Alabama can get those two players back defensively, they're going to feel more comfortable about what they're doing in this game against Auburn and Hugh Freeze, who, like I mentioned, is going to probably draw up some stuff that Alabama has not seen so far this season. Last point, last storyline we're going to look at today. I know we're moving through these quickly, but I don't want to take up too much of your time. Hugh Freeze versus Nick Saban. Look, Hugh Freeze has a 2-3 record against Nick Saban in his time at Ole Miss. Of course, back-to-back wins over Saban. I believe it was in 14 and 15. And really one of the coaches, few coaches who has success against Nick Saban. I know a 2-3 record doesn't sound great, but considering what Saban has done to other coaches within the SEC, I think Auburn fans have to be excited about what Coach Freeze could potentially do in this rivalry matchup. So you know that Hugh Freeze is going to have his guys ready to play. Ole Miss was always ready to play against Alabama and always played well against the Crimson Tide. So I think this matchup between Freeze and Saban is going to be really fun. Freeze obviously and has stated publicly how much respect he has for Coach Saban and the Alabama program, but he wants to beat Alabama. I mean, that's the goal for Auburn. Auburn wants to beat Alabama, and there would be no better way to end Coach Freeze's first season on the Plains with a win over Nick Saban in Alabama. And not only just a win over Alabama, but kind of eliminating Alabama from the college football playoff. So that would be huge for Coach Freeze and Auburn. Look, they're struggling right now. They don't have a great offense. Their defense is pretty good. They have a great kicker in McPherson. I think he's made like 12 or 13 kicks in a row, has not missed this season. So they're pretty solid on special teams, like always. And defensively, they do just enough to kind of keep them in games. So if this offense for Auburn can find any sort of rhythm in this game or make some explosive plays and make this a fourth quarter game, it's going to have Alabama kind of biting their nails down the stretch because, like I mentioned, their college football hopes are on the line. And anytime you play in Jordan-Hare Stadium with your college football playoff hopes on the line, it is a tricky game. Do not let Auburn's 6-5 record and their loss to New Mexico State fool you. This team is capable because they play sound defense, they're solid in special teams, and you know Hugh Freeze and that offensive staff is going to come up with some unique wrinkles, maybe some trick plays to throw this defense off guard. So Alabama's going to have to show up and be ready to play, and I think it's going to be key for Alabama's offense to just stay within themselves, not try to do too much, just play their game, take what the defense gives you, and I think if they do that, they're going to be okay in this game on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on CBS. But that's going to wrap up our storylines for this Iron Bowl matchup. Cannot wait to talk more about this game all throughout the week. Please do subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And then also give us a like and jump in the comments and let us know your thoughts on this matchup and maybe the storylines that you're looking forward to following all throughout the week. But guys, thank you so much for watching. We'll be back real soon. But until then, roll tide.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.